Right here on NITV Radio. And time now to check in with the Bureau of Meteorology and Senior Forecaster Jonathan Howe. Welcome to NITV Radio this afternoon, Jonathan.
Hi, Carolee. Thanks for having me.
What's the latest on Cyclone Alfred out of Queensland and New South Wales?
So Tropical Cyclone Alfred is currently a Category 2 system sitting around 400 kilometres to the east of Brisbane and also the Gold Coast. It is now moving back towards the west, and we are expecting to see it cross the coast on Friday morning. So initially, we had forecast that it was going to cross the coast late on Thursday night, but the latest computer modelling does show that the system will actually slow down slightly, and we are expecting it to cross the coast between Maroochydore and Coolangatta on Friday morning, most likely between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So we are expecting to see, before that landfall, very strong winds continuing along coastal areas. We've already seen wind gusts of more than 100 kilometres an hour at Byron Bay. Those will continue and extend into inland areas through the rest of today and then into Thursday. And we're also seeing some quite heavy showers pushing across the coast. We can expect those showers to continue through Wednesday and really become heavier and intense into Thursday. So there are a number of warnings that we would like people to keep an eye on. First, there is a tropical cyclone warning that extends from Double Island Point on the northern part of the Sunshine Coast all the way down to Yamba in the Northern Rivers part of New South Wales. So that includes Maroochydore, the Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, the Gold Coast, Cape Byron, Lismore, Ballina, and many other locations across the Northern Rivers. And that's for those gale force winds coming through. But we also do have a number of severe weather warnings, and these extend outside that tropical cyclone warning area. So we do have a warning that extends all the way from Gympie in the north, right round to the Brisbane western suburbs, including Geton, just around Warwick Way, then right down into places down towards Grafton in New South Wales. And even though we won't see the strongest impacts from the cyclone hit these areas, we will still see heavier to intense rainfall and damaging to destructive winds. And of course, we are expecting to see widespread moderate to major flooding. So we do urge communities to keep an eye on the latest warnings from the Bureau of Meteorology over the next few days.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the weather forecast we're expecting today and the next few days for Queensland and New South Wales? Perhaps you can tell us about the surf conditions.
Yeah, so of course, underwater, we are seeing damaging surf as well. That's creating quite a bit of significant coastal erosion that will continue for the rest of the day into Thursday. And then Thursday night, as the cyclone approaches the coast, we'll also see that storm surge coming through. What that means is that we will see inundation of some of those low-lying areas in the foreshore, and some of those coastal suburbs could become flooded late Thursday into Friday as the system approaches the coast. We also would like to sort of remind people that as the system across the coast, we will see those very strong winds picking up, but then right in the centre of the cyclone, we may see those winds calm down for a few hours, but that doesn't mean the danger period is over, because we will see the other side of the centre come through, and we'll see those very strong winds from the other side of the cyclone coming through. So we do remind people to keep an eye on that warning and to be aware that if you are right in the centre of the cyclone, you will see a period of very calm winds before those winds pick up again from the opposite direction. And with that heavy rainfall, we are expecting to see the worst of impacts on the southern flank of the cyclone. So that does include the Gold Coast and the Northern Rivers parts of New South Wales. There are a number of rivers which could go into moderate to major flooding. These include the Tweed, the Brunswick, the Wilsons and the Richmond and Clarence and Arara rivers in New South Wales. And in southeast Queensland, the Mary, Noosa, Sunshine Coast rivers, Pine and Caboolture, and parts of the Brisbane River, in addition to other creeks and rivers. So we do remind listeners to keep across the latest flood information, especially as that rain starts to come down later tomorrow.
If listeners want to get the latest, what website can they go to, please, Jonathan?
For the latest information and warnings on Tropical Cyclone Alfred, please visit www.bom.gov.au and you can see our warnings on that page. Of course, we do remind listeners to keep across the latest information and warnings also coming out of police and local emergency services, and always follow all advice from these people.
Jonathan Howe, Senior Forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology today. Thank you so much for the latest weather update regarding Cyclone Alfred. Thank you so much.
Thank you.